productivity, getting it done faster and better. Part 3, turning leaves. There's nothing like being well prepared for a recording session, having read and marked your script, done your research, warmed up your body and voice, etc., finding that you're reading seamlessly, fully visualized and expressive, few errors, only to find yourself interrupted by frequent page turns. Imagine the catch-22 of having a larger font size for visual ease and trading that font size for twice as many page turns, slowing you down and breaking your stride. The good news is that neither situation need be a hindrance with a few minor physical adjustments. The basic advice is to imagine a pencil, one end touching your mouth, the other the microphone at all times. That's called being on the axis. Restricting vertical movement. The first adjustment is the simplest and is just overall good mic technique. Place your pages or book directly beneath the mic at a height that doesn't require you to move your head up and down to see all the words on the page. Avoid moving your head vertically as you move down the page. This produces vertical volume shifts. For example, gradually becoming softer in volume as you read down the page, i.e. farther away from the mic, then suddenly getting louder when crossing to the top of each new page, now closer to the mic. Send your eyes down the page, not your head. With most music stands and book lecterns, you should be able to increase from one page up at a time to two or three pages, depending on whether you have a one or two column page. Utilizing horizontal movement. The second adjustment requires you have a very quiet chair, as squeaks and creaks will defeat the purpose. Place 2 to 3 pages on the lectern, overlapping in the white margins to minimize the overall width. While reading the far left page, lean slightly to your right and look to the left, always keeping the microphone between you and the text. Quietly adjust to sitting straight in front for the center page, mic between you and the text again. Then do the opposite for the far right page. Lean left, look right. You will be on a diagonal when reading the far left and right pages. You'll be able to rotate your head left or right as long as the line between you and the mic remains constant. You should always be talking into the mic, not off to its side. Punch in, pull, and replace. Lastly, to make these adjustments yield the greatest productivity during a punch-in session, get in the habit of replacing spent pages with the upcoming ones each time you make a mistake. You should have just enough time to drop the spent pages and slide the new ones into place while your engineer resets for the punch-in. If you flub a line near the bottom of the page, you can even try, very silently, holding the page you're reading from to the left above the 2 or 3 fresh pages on the lectern, and gently move it out of the way again silently when you transfer your eyes to the pages beneath. This can even save a bit of time for an open record with no punch-ins. The mic stays open and you restart and correct at your own pace, though clearly not as much time. If you have the gift of very few misreads, no mouth noise, and fairly good control of your body movements, this will help you get more in the can, which gets you out of the cans faster.